listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening out there. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, and their springy days are sure starting to develop more and more, and the birds are just going crazy out here. But anyway, I appreciate you joining us here for tonight's show here. The chat room, if you'd like to join us in the chat room, is onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. And already we got a few members in there that are already starting to chime in there. Kenneth is in the control room to answer any of the calls that you might place, so I can put you on air here and you can be part of our discussion here. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open. As a special note to today's show here, Twitter has been very active today. And, of course, from myself and other friends out there from all over the world, there's been a lot of reporting of a lot of different stuff going on that should interest everyone because it will affect them eventually. Anyway, I have a special guest tonight. His name is Ian. He's on Twitter there, and recently he was featured in a masterful slanderous article from the Guardian newspaper, and he's been a good friend here for quite a while now. I forget when I first met him, but we all kind of fell in together here trying to stop this war in Syria and the Russian hype, and the list goes on and on there. And of course, to refute anything that the claims were from the different governments or hacks from those that are paid from the governments. Recently, as I say, this Guardian article was highlighting the fact that their paper was having such a problem in disseminating their propaganda, and so their best retort, of course, is to use these ad hominem attacks there to start attacking those that are refuting or disputing what their claims are. So, Ian, are you here to join us?
I am here. Hi.
Yeah, welcome. Good evening to the show tonight. It's good to hear you.
Good. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. You know, when I read that Guardian article there, Ian, I couldn't believe the wording on some of it there.
Can I just point, you weren't quite correct in what you said.
Oh, well, go ahead.
What actually happened is it was a UK government press release. Okay? The middle part of the Guardian article is just blather from the government.
Right,
so the 15 or 20 lines that contain all the stats and I'm a Russian bot and all that, it was totally copied from the UK government who released it. And then it was put out to their pet puppet hacks in various things. So, of course, the political editor of The Guardian, total government puppet, gets a copy, don't they? And they just put it in the next day's paper. Right? It also happened, it also got printed in The Sun, which is owned, it was a tabloid newspaper in the UK. It's got massive circulation. It's probably got the biggest circulation paper in the UK, owned by Rupert Murdoch. You've heard of him, have you?
Oh, yes. We've all heard of him.
And it was also put on one of the two main British TV channels, ITV, and they just published it. None of those people tried to contact any of the people accused of being a Russian bot. They just printed it. This is not journalism. This is Goebbels' Ministry of Propaganda. And it's not. The Guardian journalist just admitted, well, she got a memo from the government, or, you know, a missive from the government, and she just printed it. She didn't bother checking it. I mean, anybody who spent 5 minutes checking would automatically go to Partisan Girl, go to her Twitter account, and see she's got a blue check mark. Is this a human being or a computer bot?
Well, what I thought was interesting about this, Ian, is where they talked about the dramatic increase of over 4,000% in what they call the spread of propaganda. And but then they said it was all from Russian-based accounts. And it's like, well, I know you're not in Russia. I'm not in Russia.
Yeah, exactly. They're just making it up. Those stats, they're made up. What they're doing, they're collecting a load of accounts that are calling out the UK or US government lies, which we know they lie all the bloody time, don't they? So, there's a Bill Kristol one, isn't there? Bill Kristol one say that they're monitoring 400 or 600 Twitter accounts that are Russian bots. But they're not Russian bots. They are anti-neocon Americans, most of whom voted for Trump in the 2016 election. And 20% of them are Bernie Sanders supporters. They all hate Hillary Clinton and the neocons. They call them Russian bots because they're not rabid Clintonist and neocons.
The rhetoric that you get off of this is just amazing there, because when I look at those people that I know on Twitter and have actually formed good friendships with, they're all over the world, Switzerland, name it. They have no ties whatsoever to Russia. You, like I, are anti-war, and I wouldn't actually say anti-establishment, but we're anti-lies.
Anti-lies, anti-government lies, and anti-neocon wars.
And right now, like I said, the breaking news across the planet here is that France is wants to not only divvy up Syria, but of course it's already been basically spoken for with the contracts from Syria, Russia, and also with China. And it's just these neocons will not let go. And as you and I talked about earlier, the same axis of evil that I call it, France, UK, and US, they're the same ones responsible for Vietnam. And as you mentioned, Libya, the list just goes on and on. And we're talking about millions of people that have died.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the whole thing is exactly that. I mean, Trump, at the end of March, 29th of March or something, he held a rally in Ohio. And he said, we've almost wiped out ISIS. I'll be bringing the troops home very soon from Syria. And all the crowd go, cheer, 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 massive support, we're getting out of Syria. Brilliant. Awesome. Right? So then about 3 days later, of course, he gets a call from Netanyahu or somebody, doesn't he? And Netanyahu said, you can't bloody get out of Syria. You've got to stay.
Actually, I believe that was Lieberman that had first said that.
Well, yeah, okay. He's the defense minister or something, is he?
That the United States didn't even ask him or contact them about leaving Syria. It's like, well, what is it? What's Israel's job about that, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, okay. It might have been Lieberman called Trump and said, you can't do that. You've got to stay. Then Trump started walking it back, didn't he? He said, oh, well, maybe I'm not getting out then. And then, of course, a few days after that, the 29th of March, he said he was getting out. And then 3 days or something, so the 1st, 2nd of April or something, he gets a call from Israel, doesn't he? They say, you can't do that. And then on the 4th of April, guess what? There's a false flag gas attack in Syria, isn't there?
Right. Yeah, and what gets me about this whole thing there is the minute that happened, Twitter had loaded up with all of Donald Trump's prior tweets in 2013 about what a stupid idea. Yeah, get out, Obama, we're wasting money. Yeah. The list went on and on about why there shouldn't even be in Syria.
Saying Obama's bloody stupid, get the hell out of there.
I think that's one thing I noticed there, Ian, though, because I like to research different items. Like when I hear a certain party say something, well, I'll just highlight it and I'll just right click it where it says search Bing on my browser here. But it will bring up who the person is, and you can wiki their early life, all this stuff. You can see where they come from, their indoctrination, whatever. And you can actually start to formulate who these people are that are saying that. And, of course, a lot of it ties back to, like, this Guardian article, that it came from Atlanta, these U.S.-based think tanks. They're all in it together. Yeah.
Atlantic Council. Yeah, the original data was put together by the Atlantic Council, which are a neocon warmongering they're war lobbyists, okay? And they hate Russia. They want to regime change Putin. They want to start World War III, and they want to escalate the war in Syria, and they want to start a war with Iran. Total warmongers, paid by the war lobby, Lockheed Martin, Saudi despot, as a Ukrainian oligarch. There's a neocon think tank, CNAS, which is basically all the old PNAC people in there, and all this sort of thing. And also the U.S. government, the U.S. Army, and the whatever, all fund them. So they are warmongers. Their purpose is to escalate conflicts and wars, start wars, and try and give a pretext for the continued existence of NATO. So, obviously, the continued existence of NATO relies on there being wars, and it also relies on there being conflict with Russia. Became friends with Russia, what would be the reason to still have NATO?
See, that
would
right.
Be. Well, so you know, its purpose is to make enemies of an enemy of Russia.
Well, yeah, and one thing I've noticed there is the fact that World War II's allies are today's enemies, basically. Yeah. Or vice versa. And the other thing I noticed yesterday is just as you had mentioned earlier, how Dr. Bashar al-Assad, his government over there, or as they call it, a regime. But his,
enemy of the U.S. is a regime.
Yeah.
Any ally is a government. So we have Saudi governments that chop people's heads off for saying they don't believe in God or something. And then we have regime who tolerate Christians and allow people to go to churches. And
that's the fallacy of the whole thing. But I noticed, though, that the mop-up that Syria was doing as it was liberating Idlib and all those other cities there, that even the Iraqis were coming into Syria now and doing airstrikes against this fortitude of these paramilitary groups like ISIS or al-Nusra, you know. And to me, I think this is what the biggest scare is right now, is that not only will Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Russia, China, and Iran all kind of bind together, and I think that's their biggest fear right now. So, of course, I'm a firm believer, and a lot of my friends that I've been talking to lately, there is something big coming, and even Pete that has been showing us some recent military movements and the massive amount of military equipment that's being moved around the globe right now, these big B-52 bombers and stuff. But it shows that they are prepping for something. And, of course, like you and I and others, we keep blowing their false narrative of why they're here. I mean, it's openly the United States admits they're in northern Syria right now for the oil.
Well, they're in Syria for more than just
that. Yeah, right. Well,
oil is probably the third main reason.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's right.
The first reason is they want arms sales.
Right. And, well, that's the same thing as we were talking about earlier, too, there. The fact that with South Korea, when Moon was running for presidency over there, his entire premise of his presidency was to reunite the Koreas. And that brings in an important issue there, because anyone that studies history, like the Cairo Agreement of 1943, that was where, in Japan's unconditional surrender, they had to give back all islands and territories back to China, clear dating back to World War I. And that's why all these so-called disputed islands are in the South China Sea and not the Sea of Japan.
Yeah.
And then, of course, well, we see...
The Russians have got a territorial dispute in the Kuril Islands, but that's the same reason, because, you know, the Russians, just before the war ended, declared war on Japan about 2 weeks before the war ended.
Right. But see, no one studies history or anything, and that's what gets me is... We sit here avidly reading the papers, watching news, and we see where they're lying. We get firsthand reports, firsthand videos that come out of these battle areas, and you, all you can do, I mean, it's like watching the group White Helmets,
yeah,
and realizing what they're doing compared to idolizing these guys on Netflix and stuff like that as being the saviors of Syria, you know.
yeah, they're the jihadist propaganda wing.
Yeah. So anyway,
They are extremely right. Just to go back to what you were saying, there's all these countries ganging up now, becoming independent of the US: China, Russia, Iran, Syria, as you say. Lebanon's, Turkey. What's Lebanon going to do? We don't know about that one.
Yeah,
but they are all ganging up to, I mean, the Kazakhstan and the Central Asian countries are also on board with Russia and China.
Yeah, did you see Erdogan, his press interview last night there about the United States and NATO is their most fervent adversary now?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of tension now between Turkey, Erdogan, and the U.S., because they don't like the U.S. occupying the northern part of Turkey, of Syria, and helping the Kurds, do they? Because
that's
Turkey
right.
The Kurds.
And, of course, most people that don't know this, but Israel gets its oil from that Kurdish area, and that's why it's such a protected area. You can go
I don't think they are anymore. They used to get it through the Iraqi Kurd pipeline through Turkey, and then shipped out of Sayan port, and then into Israel, and the ISIS oil all went through Iraqi Kurdistan, and then into Turkey, and then they sold it. They sold a lot of it to Israel. Not about all of it,
right? Did you, Ian? Did you see that video that was on Live Leak, where it showed all I can call it is an encampment? It was a bunch of ISIS members there. They had all their black flags around. And then suddenly the U.S. military goes flying through there in these larger pickup Toyota trucks, and dragging behind them are the Israeli tanks, all headed up to the Kurdistan, Kurdish area there. Had you seen that video?
No, I can't believe that. I can't believe Israeli troops, tanks are in Kurdish area.
Well, they were in Syria. They were in Syria at the time. But like I say, if you Google it, you'll see it, and watch those ISIS people. I can't make out their dialect, whatever language they're speaking there. But anyway, they are screaming at the U.S. to get out. This is the same thing about watching these miles of long, caravans of Toyota trucks with their ISIS flags and these massive U.S. helicopters, or they could have been Iraqi, who knows.
U.S. helicopters. Providing protection for 100 Toyota truck ISIS convoy.
And I mean, that's just it. It's a pure hypocrisy, and that's why their premise of all these wars about fighting terrorism and stuff, it's all been blown wide open, and people are starting to see it. And that's like down there with in the Philippines with what's his name there,
Duarte.
Yeah, Duterte, where he says that, he's going to start buying arms from Russia because they have no strings attached to it, And this is just it. It's the U.S. is losing these massive arms sales deals, and that's why they had to keep this tension up. And like I was reading here recently in the South Korean news, is that there are preconditions to North Korea getting rid of its nuclear weapons. It did say it would suspend its nuclear program, but that it wants everyone to disarm. But anyway, we have a break here, Ian, so hang on. We'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Kenneth's in the control room to answer your call, and we'll be right back.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back.
Double Talk.
You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. We're talking with Ian over there in England there. And Ian, continuing with where we left off, we have a short time span here before the bottom of the hour break here, and I'm not sure how long you want to be able to chat tonight. But anyway, my question is have you noticed, like your own account and those people that flock to your defense to get you reinstated as they block your account, and this isn't just happening to you, it's happening to many, many people. And those are the ones that are disseminating the truth.
Yeah. It's happening to loads of people. They're trying to ban accounts on Twitter, suspend people, and they are people that get some sort of traction exposing the US and UK government lies. You know, the lies in Ukraine, or the lies in Syria, or the lies with the tensions in Russia, or whatever it is, if they get some traction, you know, they get a few thousand followers and, you know, they're getting some retweets and whatever, they'll get targeted and they'll try. And then they've got all these troll factories. The US and UK government employ about 2,000 trolls each.
And as then, well as, yeah, and Israel also does that, but they do it for the Israeli point of view. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, but the Israeli point of view is to keep the war in Syria going. They don't want the truth exposed in Syria, so they're all on the. I mean, there's no difference between UK, US, and Israel propaganda. They all want wars in the Middle East, don't they? All the wars in the Middle East.
Did you hear Netanyahu's latest statement?
No. What did he say latest?
It says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or who I call Nutjob Yahoo, excuse me, I had a cough here, voted for his total support for the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria over its alleged use of chemical weapons. And then it states, a year ago, Israel also gave its total support for the U.S. Donald Trump there on his decision to mobilize against the use of chemical weapons. He said, referring to American airstrikes in the Syrian regime in April of 2017, after a sarin gas attack on a rebel-held town. However, have you ever noticed whenever they claim this about chemical weapons, they show zero dead jihadists?
Yeah.
And I mean, that should be the kicker right there. Like, well, if Assad's government over there was gassing these so-called U.S.-backed terrorists, where are the bodies?
If it smells like a scam, or walks like a scam, and quacks like a scam, then it's a scam.
Yeah, and then this OPCW inspector there, he's from Turkey. He's also a former NATO member there, and so you wonder how much he's been kind of drafted into this.
He's on the side of the Americans.
Right.
He's on the side of truth. He's on the side of the Americans.
Yeah, and see, that's why I say it is so hard to find out anything except when you see, like when Syria, the SAA over there, when they do liberate an area, that the tens and tens of thousands of Syrians come back flocking to those towns. Yeah. And if Assad was that evil monster, as Trump called him, why would those people be flooding back to those towns?
Exactly. When Aleppo was liberated from the al-Nusra terrorists that controlled the eastern part of it, 500,000 Syrians came back to live in eastern Aleppo under Assad's control. Exactly. Why the hell would they come back if Assad is such a monster? They wouldn't.
Right, that's right. And then I also noticed here in the U.S. and also Canada, I have to throw Canada in there, but they kept talking about these Syrian refugees. But if you look up the number of how many people from Syria actually have come into the United States and Canada, it's been under like 15,000 people.
Yeah, it's very tiny.
Yeah, very tiny there.
Yeah. Most of the refugees are still from Syria who left the country because ISIS took over their area or whatever. They're in Turkey, Lebanon, and there's some in Jordan. So they're in the surrounding countries. Most of them are in Turkey and Lebanon.
Right. Do you remember I've posted that photo? I call it Mossad too, but it's basically, it shows the run-up to 2012. Actually, it goes back to 2011, about how the U.S. would use Jordan, all these countries there, to arm and train all these rebel-backed terrorists. Anyway, my bottom of the hour break is coming up here, and we'll be right back after this here. But, Ian, when we come back there, would you tell me how long you have to talk and stuff? So that,
at least another half an hour. It depends on how you woke me up.
Okay, sounds good. This next break is about 20 minutes away, so we'll have plenty of time to talk. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're talking with Ian over there in England there. We have two callers on the line. Ian, one other thing we were talking about here before we get into callers here was the fact that the way they're doing this propaganda is clearly showing that I think they know that everyone knows, but they're trying to now put different twists to the way they're saying it. Have you noticed that?
Well, I don't know. They think they can still bamboozle and fool the 80% of people that haven't got time to check anything or I've completely been indoctrinated out of any critical thinking skills. You know, there's still 80% of the population in Britain that are completely clueless.
Yeah, well, I'll give you one reference here real fast. There was, they talked about the OPCW crew was finally able to get into that area. And then they mentioned there about the alleged chemical use that the jihadist had buried those. And I was thought, well, don't they exhume bodies? I mean, this is a constant, yeah, they keep changing the thing. Well, if they're, I mean, these old Perry Mason shows, if someone was suspected of poisoning their wife or something like that, they dug the body up.
Yeah, and then examine it for signs of poison. Yeah, chemical.
Yeah. Yeah, right, well,
the body, but if it's chlorine, apparently there's no way that you can test it. It disappears out of the body. So there'd be no
way. I was going to say, I believe that it would be in the lung tissue, so because it's you have to breathe it in, and once you're dead, you're not expelling air, so it would be resident in the tissue, lung tissue. But anyway, I have another caller here, too, so let's pick up a couple of these calls here. Patty in Missouri, good evening, Patty, and again, condolences for the loss of your spouse there.
Thank you, Keith.
So, what's on your mind?
So good. I want to tell Ian, it's so great to hear from him. I think he's one of the first people that I followed, and he followed me back since, I think, May 2014.
Well, tell him who you are. And
I'm Jane Doe at We Are On To You on Twitter.
Hey! Oh, yeah, we've been following each other for a long time. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and shared many interactions, yes.
Well, we've been kind of have a truth pact going on here. You know, like I said, I think it's telling Keith and some others that it seems like like-minded people always find each other.
Yeah, they kind of gravitate together.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't think there's anything that happened, I think, in Syria and Duma. I think what happened is the U.S. went in there to probably plant evidence. Because there was none, because it didn't happen.
It's according to, I'll give you the background on what's happening with this OPCW. The American government, Nikki Haley, delayed the onset, the travel for OPCW to travel to Syria in the first place.
Right.
The Russians then got a resolution passed that said the OPCW could investigate, but they were not allowed to assign any blame if they did find any chemicals. Does that bring any alarm bells? Why would the US government not want the OPCW to assign blame? Huh? Anyway.
Well, because they want to blame Russia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it wasn't the Assad that did it, did they? Because if they thought it was Assad that did it, they'd want the OPCW to assign blame for a chemical attack, wouldn't they?
Well, what was what's-her-name that had gone in there before there, and she said it was the rebels that did it, and then later, under torment or whatever like that, she again backed out of it.
What, is this the CNN journalist?
No, that's that gal from the OPCW that went in there before, back probably in 2017, where she inspected the area. And that was the day, I believe, the day they arrived, they had that chemical attack. And so they went right.
Okay. This is Carla Del Ponte.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I couldn't think of her name.
Who was the head of the war crimes unit in the UN, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she was in charge of war crimes investigation for the UN, and she went to Syria in about early 2013 to investigate all the claims of chemicals being used in Syria, because there was a lot of rumors in the mainstream media that there was chlorine attacks and whatever else going on. And of course, the CNN and the mainstream media all blamed Assad, didn't they, for it?
Right.
She went in early 2013 and started investigating all these claims and, you know, interviewing witnesses of residents where a chemical attack happened nearby and stuff like that. And then she said, I haven't found any evidence of Assad ever using chlorine or any other chemical weapons, but the people I interviewed said the terrorists were using it on a fairly regular basis. So it was the terrorists that were using all this chlorine and anything else they could get a hold of, you know.
And there was videos of those guys with those chlorine bombs and whatever releasing those things from the other side of town, and they showed a visible, I guess you call it an arc. I guess it's what they use in the military, so that when a weapon is fired at you, they can trace back its origin.
Yeah, they can trace the trajectory, yes.
Yeah. But again, like I say, the constant changing of the narrative, to me, it's just like when the UN says that they highly condemn some action. Well, that's like putting Saudi Arabia in on the Human Rights Commission and then let them go in there to Yemen and bomb the hell out of people, you know?
I know. They put the Saudis on the UN Commission for Women's Rights.
Yeah. It's hilarious. All right. Hey, Patty, do you have anything else? Because I got two other callers here. So
I'm going to get off here so they can call. You can talk to them.
All right. Great, dude. Thanks. I'm glad you got out with your family today, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Barbara Bye-bye. In South Carolina. Good evening.
Barbara.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it says.
That name tonight. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, last time you knocked me for using your real name there. But anyway.
Ian probably knows my real name. He probably knows my real name.
Do you know who this is, Ian?
No, I don't at the moment.
Ian probably knows my real name because it was still Cynthia. Yeah, it was still Cynthia. And then I didn't, and I had a hot picture up there. And then I had to take it off because then I realized I was going to lose my job.
Well, I'm glad you took it off there, too, because I had a lot of bad nights over that, you know.
I may be a bit slow, but I still don't know who you are.
Still Cynthia.
Still Cynthia.
Still. STIL.
Still. USA first. USA first is my call name. But I had a hot picture up there forever. And it was my name. No. It was my real picture, too. You followed me. It was because I was raising hell. And I thought, I think I'll follow him back, maybe. He looks pretty hot. But anyway. No,
speaking of that, though, Ian, I was reading through this, and one of the pages there that I found, it was relating to you as being a male model in England.
Yeah, well, I just picked when I first joined Twitter, somebody said I had to get rid of the egg and I needed to pick a picture. So I didn't want to use my real picture, so I thought I'd go and look on a model agency's things and picked a model.
Oh, that's where that came from. Okay, that's where that came from.
I didn't even know.
300-pound guy sitting at home eating potato chips.
Well, I assume the latest picture you posted, though, is actually you, right?
That is me on holiday a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago now or something. Yeah,
we call those a vacation. Cute.
Yeah, you can see I've got a bit too much sun. I've been sitting by the pool too long and got a bit red.
All right, well, good. Well, you're a cutie. I read all of your stuff on, Reddit and all that stuff. I read your stuff.
Oh, good.
And I retweet everything that I can to get not knocked off.
Yeah.
Because well, your blog post that you do, Ian, I think is one of the most informative, too, there, because you break down and get into a subject there that most people, like I say, a real journalist would do that kind of journalism.
Yeah, but I do a lot of stuff. I do, hit a lot of stuff that people go, holy crap, I can't believe she just hit that. And then guess what? They hit it back. And then, you know, I don't have the 12 or 13,000 followers. I don't have that many followers. But I have enough followers that I've got the gut to hit the daggum good stuff.
Right. Well, that's
and
like
they
my.
They need to doggone hit it. No, it's okay, sweetheart. they need to hit it. I mean, you woke me up from my Sunday nap to get up for your show. You by damn, I'm going to talk.
Well, you had to take your dog out anyway.
Well, I had to take my dog out. He was getting aggravating. So I did have to take my dog out. I do love my dog. But, I mean, you know, now that I'm home on workman's comp, I'm, like, so lazy. My God, I don't even need to eat anymore. So,
I think you're just getting job separation there from the different things that have happened to you here lately. But, anyway, Cindy, I'll tell you what. Let me go back to Barbara.
I didn't call just to talk. I called to talk about Syria, and I believe absolutely 100% in my heart that there was no chemical attack on Syria. And I think that what we did is we made a show. You understand what I'm saying? That we made a show. And that was it.
Yeah, well, what gets me about Syria is watching Bashar al-Assad there as he drives. The last time I saw him, he was driving like a Chevy, I forget what kind of car that was there, Chevy Impala. He drove it up to a public meeting spot, got out, no security guards or anything like that. He goes out on these checkpoints, talks to his military, no security. Now, if this was some evil monster like that, you'd think they'd be gunning for him.
Yeah. How many European leaders wander around in their own car, their ordinary car, you know, an SUV type thing, and he wanders around without any security detail, gets out, and then starts shaking hands with people.
Yeah. Right.
In newly liberated area that there's just
may
been
we say May? 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 May?
Right.
What a bitch. All
right, well, right. Anyway, hey, Cindy, I've got a couple other callers on the line here, so I have to cut you short here, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Well, you know I had to call in because, you know, I love Ian, and he was one of my first people that I followed, and I absolutely love him, and I love you too. So have a great night, and I shall chat with you later.
All right, my best to you, okay? You take care over there in South Carolina. And tell Lou hi.
Oh, all right. I will. Okay.
All right, sounds good. Let's pick up another caller here. Bill in Wisconsin. Good evening, Bill. How are you doing there? And you're talking with Keith and Ian here. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Keith and Ian. You know, I almost hate to admit this, but Kate Snow on NBC News Tonight showed a report where they interviewed a Syrian government official who said that no attack had taken place. And they even showed, you couldn't understand what they were saying, but they stated that doctors said it was a sandstorm that caused, you know, an asthma attack for some of these young people, that it had nothing to do with chemical weapons. So I thought that was very interesting that they would actually say that on national news. The other thing that I want to mention is the State Department came out with the countries that, in their opinion, who have caused human rights violations throughout the world this past year. And there was one country notably not present, and that, of course, was Israel.
Right.
And then finally, I want to ask Ian, I want to say, well, did you wish the old bat in the hat a happy birthday yesterday in the UK?
I definitely did not, no.
Good man. Good man. Jolly good.
Parasites, these people.
I can't understand what goes through the minds of those people over there that they still put up with that abuse of humanity and that whole royal family, toss them out.
Yeah, well, to me, it's like, I was just going to say, to me, it's just like listening to him say, God save the queen. It's like, what are these people, stupid?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's decades of propaganda. The whole mass media worship the royal family. The queen, they worship them. Okay.
Well, it's the same thing here, Ian. They don't
like Charles much because he said a few duff things. They don't really like Prince Charles, who's next in line. But the Queen, it's worship, like a deity. Right. It's like Americans worship. Excuse me.
They're Hollywood figures and politicians. Worship. Yeah.
Americans worship Abraham Lincoln, or most of them do. They taught to worship him at school, aren't they? Abraham Lincoln. Right. Even though he was a tyrant and started the Civil War. Okay?
Right.
So the royal family are complete parasites and they're a propaganda tool to keep the population, the ignorant masses, under control and, you know, cow down. Oh, it's a royal family. Cow down. You know, it's like bowing to the Japanese emperor or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's like watching Trump go over to Saudi Arabia and play with that crystal ball. I mean, does that tell you something's going on or what, you know?
Yeah, that sword dance, that was one of the key things that got me. He and Wilbur Ross were doing the sword dance. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
All right, well sounds good there. Anything else call. There, Bill? Okay, sounds good. You have a good one there. We'll pick up one more caller here there. Thomas in Florida. Good evening, Thomas. Welcome to the show here. Still there, Thomas?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. There you are. Now I hear you.
Okay.
Good evening to the show.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I heard you talking about Syria. I haven't listened to the whole show. I ran into something the other day which I think everybody should see. It's on YouTube, and it's called An American Housewife in Syria. Has anybody seen it?
I have seen that.
Yes, I think that's something people should see. I mean, I was sickened by what she talked about, these mercenaries or these foreign troops sent in by us, and just the incredible stuff, the brutality that they... the things they do, the brutal acts of sawing people's heads off and shooting anybody, and people should see that. And she's addressing some Syrian, American organization, I think, in Boston. It's very relatively new. I think she was there more than a few times. I think the video is about 4 months old, and everyone should see it.
Yeah, well, what gets me, Thomas, I was... is when people, they use this pluralism, as you just mentioned, they were, you know, sent in by us. And, of course, you and I didn't send those people in. This was
done,
you know, directly against our will. We're not in the habit of taking down governments. We're not in the habit of hiring alleged moderate rebels for hundreds of millions of dollars while we have Americans and veterans here dying and starving on the streets. It's not us, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's easy to fall into that. I think we all do, and of course, it isn't us. And
the government strings. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've often thought this. I thought we couldn't start a war if all the Americans got together and just this let's have a world war. How could we do it?
We couldn't. Right, we have no arms. Yeah.
We have no arms, and yet they say we go to war. We didn't go to war.
Well, that's like Bill O'Reilly when he said, support our troops. And then, of course, after the war, it's all done like that. Remember, Bill O'Reilly is making millions of dollars lying to you. And then after it's all done, a million some odd Iraqis are dead. Over 5,000 American soldiers are dead because many of them are only listed because they were killed in action. Those died in Iraq. The remainder that died en route to Germany's hospitals and stuff, those weren't counted.
Yeah. Or the less fortunate ones who didn't die and have such horrible wounds, their lives are ruined.
Right, and then you're a plethora of commercials on TV about supporting our wounded warriors, and then you listen to the pure trash of a government that sits there, and the IG's own report says that 307,000 American soldiers, veterans, basically died at the hands of the VA, not some alleged enemy.
Yeah.
But, of course, we're supposed to support that, just like when you watch these bombed-out countries over in South Africa and everything, and they show you some little fat-bellied black kid, and you're supposed to feel sorry for him. Well, your tax dollars already took care of that because, you know, that's what caused the bombings.
Yeah, yeah. I've often wondered just at what point is this information that we talk about going to get into a significant, enough of a significant number of Americans for this all to stop.
Well, I think it's morality. Wouldn't you agree, Ian, there, that it's morality? If people don't change the way they look at things, and I think you and I talked earlier, if American cities were bombed out like those of Europe during World War II, or present day in Syria and Iraq and Libya, if they had that on their own doorstep, they would see the havoc that's wrought by their own government.
It'd be a whole different attitude to war, yeah. If Americans had faced a major war on their own soil during the last century, I mean, Germany got bombed to smithereens, and so did Japan and whatever, and so did Russia, and all those countries don't want to go to war. The people in those countries don't want to go to war.
Right.
Because they've seen, they can. It's within living memory, or what their parents or grandparents have told them, isn't it?
That's like what. Look it up. Researching the number of cities bombed in Germany, and it tells you the casualty rates of those cities. In upwards of 74% of each city was destroyed of civilians.
Over 70% of everybody who lived in a city got killed.
That's right.
I mean, you could imagine. So New York got, so let's turn it around and say that it was the other way around, and it was America getting bombed. So New York got bombed, and out of the 7 million people that lived there in 1945, 6 million of them got killed.
Right. That's why I get it. And, you know, everyone says, you know, well, that would be un-American or un-British of you to point these facts out. It's like, for me, it's like reading one of David Irvin's books there about the bombing of Dresden, which is one of the best books, and where he went to these 300 different pilots of both the RAF and the U.S. Air Force, and they described what it was to be on these bombing runs. That's why, if you ever notice, whenever these bombings take place, especially from the United States, they always started it at nighttime and stuff, because I guess it looks spectacular on TV to see this massive explosions.
Well, that's what they did when they opened up in Baghdad, wasn't it, in 2003? They did it at night, and you could see Baghdad burning and exploding, couldn't you?
Yeah, and the general sat there. The general sat there, Ian, just like they were doing a Monday Night Football, doing a play-by-play.
Yeah.
And Americans loved it.
Gloating over this mass slaughter they were doing in Baghdad.
Yeah. All right, we got a top of the hour break here. Thomas, I'll go ahead and let you go here, but I do thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good evening there. We'll be right back here after the commercial here, and then Ian, let me know when you want to go, okay? Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.